Well, that's an interesting point. If you ask the average person in the street whether they thought there were enough police, they'd say no, and surely police numbers are dropping and surely crime is going up. What my piece in the conversation was simply saying is that generally speaking, across most crimes, in the last 15 years, crime has been dramatically dropping and police numbers are getting much higher. In fact, we now have more police, not only in absolute numbers, but per head of population than we've ever had before. And my piece was simply saying one has not always led to the other.
So you're saying it's not a case of correlation implying causation here?
There's a little bit of correlation, but there's no causation, exactly. I'm suggesting that crime has been going down in most Western countries, particularly in relation to violent crime, and that's been a trend that's been going down for the last 20 years for a whole range of reasons, and the numbers of police officers would be one of 20 or 30 reasons. So it's just not numbers alone. I wouldn't distance myself from the very good evidence that policing has become a bit more clever. The police actually do a lot better with the way in which they operate these days rather than simply rely upon numbers of people on the street. But certainly anyone who says that to bring down crime, all we have to do now is appoint more police is kidding themselves.
So then the question becomes, what is needed to help reduce crime rates further?
Well, it is. And indeed, we can say that there have been some terrific initiatives with crime prevention in the last 20 years. And I should say some of them, of course, initiated by police in relation to their what's called intelligence-led policing and other particular strategies they've had. But generally speaking, people can say that the best way of reducing crime is to ensure you stop the flow of young offenders coming into the system in the first place. And so we've got some fantastic development educational programs. We've got programs designed to assist families in crisis, to stop child abuse, to stop the sorts of educational opportunities that go wasted on a lot of Indigenous kids, enhancing employment opportunities for most young people and ensuring, for the most part, that kids are diverted from the criminal justice system during their teen years rather than dragged into it, which inevitably means that they're going to have a life of crime. So there are lots and lots of things we can do. And part of what I was saying in my piece was that if we go down this path of putting extra police on the streets, and that's going to cost us millions of dollars, that's millions of dollars that have been wasted and opportunities that have been wasted from things that really cause drops in crime rather than just having an extra officer on the corner of the street.
Now, have these other methods shown a drop in crimes all across the board or only particular crimes?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. The biggest and most dramatic drop in Australia in the last 20 years has been in car thefts, down a staggering 60%. Now, there are still 50,000 cars stolen across Australia every year, so we shouldn't think the job is over. But it's been staggering. And, of course, there are two ways in which that has occurred, primarily in just better anti-theft devices in cars. You know, you just can't steal a car as easily as you might have 20 years ago. But also people working with young offenders, and most of the people who steal cars are teenagers looking for joyrides. And that being the case, if you work with those young offenders and try and turn their lives around, they're less likely to go down that particular path. Now, that being the case, you couldn't say that that has been the direct consequence of extra policing. Sure, a little bit extra policing is assisted, but the main reason for those drops is completely outside the hands of the police. So it's just one illustration of the way in which crime rates are going down and not necessarily as a result of extra policing. We can also say, and I think very pleasingly, that homicide is at a five-year low. In fact, the homicide rate has been gradually trending down across Australia for the last 20 years. That's a very good outcome, but again, it has a lot more to do with anti-violence programs and a greater cognizance of what's happening in a lot of domestic violence situations and not so much to do with actually policing. We don't have police officers in households, in kitchens, stopping men from killing their wives. But in other words, the police presence is important, but it's not sufficient.
Now, Rick, just on the point of police presence, obviously police are the public face of the law in everyday life. How important do you think that knowing police are around or nearby is to people feeling secure or to deterring crime?
Look, that's a terrific point, and it comes to this whole idea of what's called reassurance policing, and that is that people have less fear of crime if they know that there are people out there who are walking the streets or indeed patrolling the areas, etc. Mind you, it can backfire. Over policing and over patrols gives rise to a lot of anti-police activity as well. But just let's say you get that particular formula right, it does mean that more people are likely to come out onto the streets. It does mean you're more likely to have community events. It does mean you're more likely to have people coming to schools and coming to parks and those sorts of things, which has a great crime prevention effect. Crime is far more likely to occur when there's no one around. So if people believe that police are actually in the streets with reassurance policing, seeing a patrol car, seeing an officer, seeing someone being friendly, seeing someone come into the school and talking to the kids, having a blue light disco, all those sorts of things have a great effect on reducing crime. And it's actually a rather indirect effect because, for the most part, police are not exerting any power. They're just simply there.
So just the presence alone is enough?
That's the theory. And indeed, that's one of the reasons why police often have saturation policing at public events where people are happy, sporting events, Commonwealth Games, those sorts of things. They get the police out there so people can feel that the police are actually there and they're using their taxpayers' money wisely. However, don't suspect or don't expect that if you double those numbers that crime would go down further. There's a lot more to it than that.